This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
How do you pay for your coffee? Is it with change? I use my Tap and Go card. I don't even need to enter my PIN number or a signature to authorise payment. It's quicker and everybody in the queue is happy. Contactless payments are gaining popularity. Those concerned about security will be pleased to know that the amount of money you can spend at one go is limited. In the UK, it's currently £30. But if the card is used a few times in a row, a PIN number will be needed. If a thief gets hold of your card and goes on a spending spree, your bank covers you against fraud. Whereas if someone steals your banknotes, that's your bad luck. For those who are always forgetting where they put their cards, there's a new solution: wearable tech. Clothing and accessories that have integrated electronic technology. Kenneth Cookier, an economist and technology expert, says you can simply take any wireless card and the chip from it that your bank might issue you with, and you can put it in a coat. When you want to make a payment, just wave your arm in front of the terminal and leave the coffee shop with your latte. This is intended for people who don't want to take their card out of their wallet, use their phone or their watch. Good, isn't it? And new ways of spending money are not stopping there. The future is all about biometrics. Very convenient if you're at the beach or a festival. There's a new system in development which will make it possible to read the unique maps of veins under the surface of your finger and use them to authenticate payments or prove that it's you making the payments. You just need to remember which finger you registered with. So, spending money is becoming easier all the time, and the temptation to buy more stuff increases. But it's worth bearing in mind that earning the money in the first place will still require the same effort. Back to work then.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.